Dear brothers, a few dollars. That's the NIV 84's footnote in Sunday's Gospel suggesting a contemporary equivalent of a 100 denarii debt. Doesn't that miss the point? 100 denarii was 100 days' wages for a day laborer. Multiply 100 days by 8 hours by today's minimum wage. That's several thousand dollars. Such a debt wouldn't be easily forgotten between two servants. That's the challenge, especially when the fellow servant is someone into whose life we've poured our love. Our mental scanner beeps loudly as it reads the barcode on the offense and calculates the amount due. How hard not to demand our 100 denarii. When a spouse counts our kindness and treats it as nothing, or when a member demeans our ministry, even though we've been there for them in crisis, or when a coworker drops the ball and makes the entire team look incompetent. We all have ways of saying cash or credit toward our fellow servant, usually more subtly than choking. Perhaps it's internally fuming while delivering the bill with a cold shoulder. Maybe we nobly defer payment until the next incident causes us to explode, exacting a balloon payment with interest post-dated to the original offense. Or maybe compassion is out of stock the next time they need it. How much of the smoldering resentment we can feel in family or ministry is, at root, our own proud hearts' calculations that others have piled up too sizable a debt. A few dollars? People owe us more. And yet, did the footnote catch the final point? Martin Franzmann notes that Herod's annual income was 900 talents. What is 100 days' wages of a day laborer compared to 11 years of a king's income? My lust for justice, with hands around my debtor's neck, stands in stark contrast to my Savior's longing for mercy with his hands on a cross. Is there greater wickedness than to so distort God's image? 10,000 talent debt. Jesus may be underestimating mine. Jesus' closing warning says plainly that the creaking sound I hear is the jailers opening the prison doors to receive proud servants like me. Mercy or justice? There is room for only one to rule in my heart. To insist on living by justice hands the judge a verdict written by my own hand. By justice I will die. Suddenly there are no sweeter words than Jesus praying at his cross, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Doesn't that lead us to pray, "Lord Jesus, thank you for placing your nail-marked hands not around my throat, but around my heart. Day by day, keep taking from me my proud heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. Remind me, O Savior, that if you kept a record of sin, I could not stand. By that, empower my heart to refuse to keep petty or not so petty records of my fellow servant's sins. Make me merciful, O merciful Lord. Lord, cleanse the depths within our souls and bid resentment cease. Then, bound to all in bonds of love, our lives will spread your peace." Christian Worship 493, stanza 4.